For today's reading, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, which through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." We're going to stop there. I'm going to try to keep these readings just a little bit shorter. Some of them had been starting to get a little bit long, and this is a decent stopping point. We're going to continue talking about people of faith when we pick up in verse 17. But going back to verse 1, remember we ended chapter 10 saying, "We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." So that link between the preservation of souls and the faith that they had is established. And then in verse 1, he explains faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. That is confidence. That is knowing beyond any doubts that you truly can receive those things that God has promised. And it says the conviction of things not seen. And he's going to explain this when he begins talking about these people of faith, that though they didn't receive the promises directly, they saw it from afar. He's talking about being able to be confident about things that they had not seen personally, but they trusted God. They were completely convicted about what was going to happen because God had stated it so. For by it the people of old received their commendation. And that's his introduction into talking about these Old Testament Bible characters and the life of faith that they lived. He says they received their commendation because they lived by faith. Verse 3, by faith we understand. Okay, it's not something that we observe, but we do understand that the universe was created by the word of God. It was created simply by his power and speaking it into existence. That is how powerful God is, that he does not need to be active and physically assembling or doing something, but he just speaks, "Let there be light," and there is light. You know, that's the power of God. And so what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. Remember, Cain and Abel, their problem between the two was simply following what God wanted instead of what they liked or what they wanted. They were very different people. Cain was one who grew things, grew crops, and from the way that I read it, I think he was quite good at it. Abel was, a shepherd or a rancher, we might say, and God wanted an animal sacrifice, and so he gave it. And Cain gave of his fields. That's what his talent was, but that's not what God asked for. Sometimes we think that because something is what we like and it's where our talents lie, that ought to automatically make it acceptable to God, and that's not true. But Abel, his sacrifice was acceptable, and he was commended as righteous. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. A huge commendation for Enoch that God would allow him to skip physical death. He would not have to experience it, that God simply took him. And before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. Obviously, God wouldn't take him up with him unless he did please him. And verse 6, we quote quite often, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Simply not possible to do anything that would cause God to commend us the way he commended these individuals we're talking about, unless we have faith. It just won't work. And whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So believing that he exists is one level, but trusting his word that he will reward those that do his will and seek him, that's another level of belief as well. So there's a lot of people that might believe that God exists. The devils, for example, believe and tremble, but that's not enough. We have to believe the second part, which is we trust his word. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. You know, if Noah hadn't followed all the instructions of God about building the ark, would his household have been saved? I don't think so. You know, if he had decided he wanted to use a different kind of wood, or he wanted more windows, or anything along those lines, what would have happened? Remember, it was God that shut the door, and I believe it's God that made that boat work. Of course, we realize now that the dimensions of the ark were what we consider to be perfect dimensions for stability and carrying weight on the oceans. But still, there's all those instructions of God. If Noah hadn't followed them, then he would not have been accepted and he would not have been saved from that calamity. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Condemned the world because he did believe when they did not. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. That is, he was to leave his homeland, leave everything that he knew, and dwelled in tents for quite a long time, living a very nomadic lifestyle. And he did that simply because God said, go. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land. It was a land of promise, but it was not to Abraham. Abraham didn't receive it. That came much, much later. And so lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God, which was not the land of Canaan, and it was not anything on this earth. He's talking about a home in heaven. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, and even when she was past the age, there was no natural way for her to bear a child, but God made it happen. She considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, he was past the age as well, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. So even in their old age, they became the beginning of the line of God's people that we record throughout the rest of the Old Testament. These all died in faith, not having the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar. They, through their faith, they were able to see that these things were going to come to pass. And so they had that faith, even though they were not going to see it in their lifetime. And they acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, that this was not their home. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. For if they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had an opportunity to return. That would have been their free will choice. They could have turned and gone back. But they didn't, because they were looking to something greater. For people who speak thus make it clear they are seeking that homeland. That is what's truly important to them. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. He will fulfill their promise, the promises that he made to them, and they will faithfully wait. And you and I must faithfully wait as well, living a life of faith, doing the will of the Lord, and waiting for that heavenly abode. Thank you for listening today. Please come back again for another daily reading, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.